speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November the 2nd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Tomorrow is Election Day. And while we look at the posters and the slogans and the flags and the cheering and the jeering and the throwing of fists this year, let's take a look at the propaganda that is surrounding the central issue that is not going to change regardless of who is elected tomorrow. The difference is going to be the speed at which things happen. But it looks like we're on the same trajectory regardless of who wins. I've got a document here, a massive contract, 500 million doses of vaccines, RNA DNA modifying vaccines from Moderna. Remember, they have never ever produced any therapeutic or vaccine with this new technique of RNA DNA modification. There's a good reason for that. Until Operation Warp Speed, none of their competitors wanted to do anything with that either. I'm going to show you this heavily redacted military style compartmentalized intelligence report. And I want to ask you, if you think that these vaccines are being stockpiled and then are going to be tossed out after the election, even if President Trump wins, there is no such thing as a clean vaccine. There is no such thing as a clean, honest government. Everything that they're doing, they're trying to hide from you. Why are they trying to hide this? Why is this so heavily redacted? Well, you know, don't you? That's a rhetorical question. So let's take a look at some of the childish propaganda that is out. Take a look. Guys, pull up this picture that was put on the Link NYC. This is the free Wi-Fi. This is, you know, high-speed internet to get people accustomed and addicted to that. It's very useful for pornography and for surveillance, but really not for much else. Oh, if you want to work from home, it's great too. And that's what they want to make sure you have to do. Work from home, school from home, stay at home, don't connect to anybody, right? And so here's the propaganda they put out. You can see this Soviet-style propaganda. stay safe, stay strong, stay home. And they've got this joyless young woman holding with a cap, holding a torch, as if it's kind of a reference to the Statue of Liberty. They had another version of that for Rhode Island. They just changed the logo there to personalize it for Rhode Island. But it looks very much like these other Soviet style things. Always a stern, you know, matronly person or young person. You know, young. You got strong young guys with their arms up. You know, like Stalin or Hitler and Lenin and so forth. Yeah, be quiet. And, of course, you know, my favorite here. There is one smiling propaganda poster that I found. The young woman down here in the corner, she's got an ear of corn. And I assume that was put out at the time that Stalin was starving the people in the Ukraine, the most heavily productive food region in the Soviet Union. They starved those people to death. See, we're being starved to death for no reason, just like the people in Ukraine are being starved to death. We're having masks put on our face to deprive us even of oxygen. We're not even talking about food. No, to deprive you of oxygen. The filthy, bacteria-laden masks. And when I get into the masks, we'll talk about that. Actually, in 1918, bacterial pneumonia was a bigger issue than the flu itself. Why do you think they would be demanding that you wear a cloth mask? Oh, yeah, they demanded that back in 1918 as well. That's another similarity to that. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Common Pass. We now have a digital wristband, very much like the one that I told you about March 16th. Now, of course, I told you it's going to be digital. Now it's happening. We'll be right back.
two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November 2nd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 231. 231 days of America held hostage. But of course, everything's going to change after tomorrow. As soon as we have President Trump reelected, it'll all just disappear and Fauci will be kicked out on the street. Well, I hope that's true. I'm somewhat skeptical. Let's take a look at the real agenda here, folks. This transcends our political elections. It transcends 2020. This has been going on for decades. They've been planning this and developing this. There's a detailed report from Mint Press about Common Pass. Common Pass. And let me just skip to the end here and just real quickly and pull up this article here, guys, the picture of the Thailand smart band for contact tracing. I showed you on March 16th, I had somebody who was not in the business of making wristbands. He's a cybersecurity expert. And he said, yeah, there's going to be daily testing or routine regular testing, and you'll have something on your wrist that will show your status. So we're modeling this right now. That was March 16th, before we were shut down. Now this is what it looks like, the digital model here. They call it the smart band. And it's going to be offered to tourists, the ones who want to cooperate and have a little bit greater freedom, or maybe they just might get locked down in quarantine in Thailand. What a wonderful prospect that is. Vacation straight to hell right there. Get locked down in Thailand. It'll be measuring your body temperature, your blood pressure, your heart rate. And of course, it's going to be the key thing. Is the software behind it and the network behind it. And that's why I want to talk about Common Pass and the people who are behind this. The people who are funding it, the organizations, and of course, there's the, as they're putting up there right now, that was the model that we showed you, March the 16th. Remember, I'm counting this 231 days from March the 17th. So we knew where this was going, even beforehand. As a matter of fact, even before that was sent to me. You had mainstream media publications saying, well, you know, this constant surveillance that they do in China and the social credit systems, and that's kind of creepy, and we don't like that. But, you know, it's put them in a position where they can manage this virus much better. It's a shame we don't have something like that here. And we may need to instigate it in order to deal with this crisis that's coming from China. And let me tell you, the crisis that came from China was the lockdown. Not the virus. It was the lockdown. The virus is not a pandemic. The virus is no worse than the flu, even their own numbers. See, the problem is, just like they always say about a liar, liars are not smart enough to be able to tell a consistent story. And that's the problem with their numbers. And if you go look at their numbers and you notice that as they push these numbers out, that the flu deaths have gone down by 98% and so forth. You can't, eventually the lies will find you out. But they are masters at propaganda. And they've had these plans for a very long time. And so they were planning on rolling out contact tracing. They were planning on doing a lot of things to us. They've been bragging about it for years, for decades, as a matter of fact. Common Pass is a new COVID-19 security measure that will become a prerequisite for travel. And it's all done to make you safe. As Mint Press points out, it's a global response to tighten the noose around civil liberties. And I think, I was just telling my wife, it's kind of funny that I saw this morning, because I was just telling my wife this morning when we got up. I said, you know, I think I had to rename this program. It was originally called Real News with David Knight, right? And then we got sued by a left-wing organization. Said, no, you can't use that name. Well, we've got a, well, they didn't use my name. But anyway, rather than have a big legal fight with them, we just called it the David Knight Show. But I think we could call it Real News. Real News with David Knight. I told her this morning, I said, I feel like I've got a noose around my neck, and they're going to be pulling that trap door pretty soon. Anyway, here's what the trap door is going to look like. As I point out, you know, once we had 9-11, the false flag in 9-11, and how it was used to roll out TSA, to roll out body scanners and so forth, everybody just got acclimated to it. At first, everybody was outraged. Remember how outraged everybody was when the TSA assumed that they could put their hands on your body? Or we'll do it a little bit more, you know, soft touch with technology. We'll just have naked body scanners. How about that? And you don't even have to think about, you know, the people looking at you as you're going through the, we showed you the pictures of the body scanners and so forth. And we organized here. It's the first year I was here, I think. We organized, opt out for Thanksgiving. And on the busiest travel day of the year, the TSA just opened up all the gates and just let everybody go through. Because there is no problem. When you had the Texas State House unanimously say, we're not going to let these people put their hands on kids. And we're going to have some integrity, at least for our children, for traveling. When they passed that unanimously, at the same time, they, you know, you had this pushback from the TSA. They said, well, we're not going to let any planes fly into or out of Texas if you're going to do that. And they had the lieutenant governor, who had been a CIA agent and who had then been set up in the oil business to make a lot of money, and he spent more to get elected as lieutenant governor here in Texas than anybody had ever spent. He led the Senate to stop that, to stop it. And so they went ahead with that, and afterwards we found out with another lawsuit that somebody put in there, and they had they posted up an unredacted version by mistake. On the government website that shows lawsuits. And on that unredacted lawsuit, we could see that at the same time they were telling everybody, well, if you shut down the TSA and keep them from manhandling kids, we're going to have to stop all flights, they said in their documents. But they redacted it. But then they posted the unredacted first. We got a snapshot of that, and then they put up the redacted. We could see that they were saying at the very same time there was no threat to airplanes or to airports, no terrorist threats. And quite frankly, we know that from looking at the failure rate of the TSA. If there was any terrorist threat, oh, we would have had them all over the place, because they have a failure rate that is about the same as these COVID tests. We don't get the exact figures published, but there's been many, many hints from people who believe that there is a terrorist threat, or want us to believe that there is a terrorist threat. Talking about how the TSA probing their own defenses, they fail at well north of 90%, just like these tests. But we continue to do them, and they continue to lock everything down. And even on the busiest travel day of the year, they will open it up rather than let people protest. So what are they going to do next? Well, the new digital certificate is called Common Pass. They had their first transatlantic test on October the 21st. Who was involved with it? The CDC and Border Patrol, and the people who were the co-founders of Common Pass, Paul Meyer and Bradley Perkins. This was United Flight 15 from Newark, New Jersey, to Heathrow Airport in London. But prior to that, they'd had another trial run, and I talked about this briefly at the time. It was Cathay Pacific Airways flight from Hong Kong to Singapore. And that was the very first time that they did it. This is being funded, folks, by the World Economic Forum. Common Pass is a joint project of Davos, and the Commons Project. Now, I want you to focus on the fact that they don't spell it Common Project. It is the Commons Project. And I'm going to tell you why they say that. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who is funding this, and I'm going to tell you what this is really about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt so then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tangaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese communist social credit score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Makes me sad. Harkens back to a time when we were free. So what's ahead? Let's take a look at what they've set up for us, this Commons Project. A nonprofit organization working in tandem with the World Economic Forum, the people at Davos. As a matter of fact, guys, let's play for everybody video clip number 8. I've shown you this a couple of times. Let's just refresh for everybody or anybody who missed this or new listeners just who Davos is and what they've been planning for a very long time. This was not a new idea when they put this video together in 2016. They'd already been talking about this for quite some time. Let's go ahead and roll this. It is subtitled, so I'll read you the subtitles, but it begins, "Imagine a world in which you will own nothing. And you'll be happier." You'll have no meat, but you'll be happier. Let's go ahead and roll it. Video clip number 8. 8 predictions for the world in 2030. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll be happy about it too, citizen. Whatever you want, you'll rent because you'll own nothing. And it'll be delivered by a drone. The U.S. won't be the leading superpower. That's right, they're going to take it down. And Western civilization. A handful of countries will dominate. You won't die waiting for an organ donor. No, that's right, they've got a vaccine waiting for you. You won't transplant organs. Instead, we'll print new ones. And you won't have any meat. As a matter of fact, the meat that you have, the simulated meat, will probably be printed as well. It'll just be an occasional treat, not a staple. And it's for the good of the environment. Oh, and your health, of course. 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change and so forth. They've now changed that to the coronavirus. We'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. And so let's just stop right there. We'll talk about how they're going to integrate refugees because that is the way that they are selling this COVID pass. I began by talking in the last segment about the smart band, the little electronic thing that, you know, from a distance, it'll be able to light up in different colors to show people at a glance whether you've been approved for travel or for walking around outside or if you've somehow escaped from your quarantine internment like we've seen in New Zealand and elsewhere, Australia. So what is this exactly that they have concocted with these same people who want to make sure that you own nothing, that you eat nothing, that you go nowhere, that they've got you locked at home. Don't worry, we'll bring the stuff to you if you are a good boy or girl and you do everything that we're told. We'll give you some cash and we'll also deliver the stuff to you because you're going to be locked at home. House arrest. Just take out the Green New Deal justification and put in the viral New Deal. Well, this is the way they have envisioned the Common Pass framework. So it begins by you going somewhere and getting tested. And then what they do is they feed that into a registry. Go ahead and pull up that thing. Yeah, look at that second level there. They have lab and vaccination results along with your travel ID. Yeah, that's right. You'll have a global ID in order to travel. That's how they will roll this out to start with. And then what they'll do is they'll take your test and vaccination records. Notice vaccination is assumed. Not optional. It will be mandatory. So they'll take your test and vaccination records along with your travel ID and they'll put it into a registry of trusted labs and vaccination sites. They'll have to be the ones who collect that information. Then there'll be the next segment there is that it's fed into our lab and vaccination records. These will be global. These will be global. There will be national and local registries, but they will all be connected via a network, via reporting to a global network, because we can't have, as they always say, we can't have a patchwork of reports and snoopers. You know, we've got to have one central panopticon that has all the information about everybody, or it's total chaos. I mean, we can't have people freely walking around, can we? No, no, not in the new technocracy we can't. All right, so you go to a trusted lab, and they snitch on you to a local, national, and global registry. And then you also have personal health records, you know, from Apple Health. Apple's a partner in this, of course. You know, the little wrist thing that you got, you know, it'd be real easy for them to turn that into a smart health detector, right? And so all that stuff is then fed into the Common Pass Compliance Engine. Oh, yeah, look at that. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. You can see the lights flashing like a 1950s sci-fi movie and the little tapes spinning. Well, no, actually. But they do have some, you know, gears on there. And so all of that stuff goes into their worldwide database, and the compliance engine cranks it around. The data goes round and round, and it comes out here, and it tells you whether or not you can travel. You get red, green, or blue as they feed this through apps and services that are built on the Common Pass framework. And all that is courtesy of the World Economic Forum, Davos, and the Commons Project. So who are these people behind the Commons Project? And let's talk a little bit about that, because that's kind of interesting. Besides the World Economic Forum, and let me just take a little aside here, because Mint Press takes notice of the fact that it is Commons, the Commons. This is Common Pass. Common is singular. But it's part of the Commons Project. And although they don't like capitalism at Mint Press, and they get that part of it wrong, they bemoan the fact that we had, the Magna Carta. Oh, they think that that changed everything for the worse. Well, no, actually, but that's a discussion for another time. Let's stay on this. They are right about the fact that this Commons Project is about collective ownership of land. Again, this is by the Davos people who said that you will own nothing. There'll be a commons. You will have nothing, and they will give everybody the same basic, very basic, minimal subsistence income. And so then let's take a look at these people, the founders of this, Paul Meyer and Bradley Perkins. And they were on that flight going from Newark to Heathrow. Perkins. He began his career 30 years ago at the CDC. He also worked for the RAND Corporation. These are the people who are modeling the UN Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 Agenda for various communities. They would have the meetings where they would invite people from the community, and they would use it to steer people. They would identify people who are with them on their agenda. They would give you the illusion that they're going to offer you a problem, and the community was going to come together and solve it. But the reality, of course, like these people at the RAND Corporation typically do, the reality was they already had a solution. They already had a plan, detailed plan, just like they did for the virus. They called it global cooling, global warming, the virus, whatever. They would come together with this plan already set. They would kind of feed it out there, and they would notice who was against them and kind of weed them out, discourage them from coming back. They would take the people who agreed with them, and even if you didn't agree with it, they would come back afterwards and say, we've got a plan. This is the plan that the community came up with. And guess what? It was the same in every community because of the RAND Corporation. We'll be right back.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting. Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist. Okay, my fellow patriots, we are 2 days away from the election, and the big talking point by the young turds and all the communists and all the socialists and AOC's people and the Democratic Party and Media Matters and George Soros is that we want violence and that we offensively want to go out and kill them or attack them. That's the last thing I ever want that would turn these dirty anti-American, anti-God, anti-family, anti-cop, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights, anti-common sense people into martyrs. No offensive violence. No killing or shooting anybody that isn't trying to kill or shooting you. I have no desire for this. We have been talking about the Democrats calling for civil war, calling for overrunning the White House, calling for killing Trump, calling for killing cops. It's all over the news. You see the violent attacks. And we're simply saying that if they kill Trump or have a fraudulent election and throw him out of office and come after us, people have to be ready to defend themselves. Defense, not offense. Look out for false flags. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, so to reverse engineer this high-tech takeover plan, let's start with a genealogy. You know, kind of like a family tree, except when you talk about these evil corporations and associations and alliances and so forth, it's not really a family tree, it's a money tree. So let's start at, of course, you know, the root of this is going to be Davos and the people who are there. But the people that they've picked to run this, it's a partnership between the Commons Project and Davos. So who is this Commons Project? Because we talked a lot in the past about Davos. Well, again, the co-founders, Paul Meyer and Bradley Perkins, they did a great job in Mint Press of going back through the family tree, through the money tree of this Commons Project. As I mentioned, Perkins began the CDC 30 years ago. For nearly a decade, he worked at the RAND Corporation. Then in 2009, Perkins became the chief technology officer for a publicly traded cross-national operator of hospitals and clinics. They called it Vanguard Health Systems. They were funded by Morgan Stanley.
They were controlled by the Blackstone Group. And then they were acquired by Tenet Healthcare. And that created the third largest investor-owned hospital company in the U.S., a total of 65 hospitals nationwide, over 500 healthcare facilities. Now, in and of itself, this is another one of these tales about how we create these institutions that are too big to fail, too big to jail, and how we wind up with, you know, just a half a dozen banks, fewer than five giant media corporations and so forth. And they all, surprise, surprise, seem to have the same perspective on life, on society, on civilization, and they ram it down our throats, and they are supported by the federal government. But besides this, besides being the biggest healthcare company in the U.S., they were also, as Met Press points out accurately, one of the most notoriously corrupt. After a major whistleblower complaint disclosed the company's fraudulent practices, there was a $514 million settlement. A more recent case involving a conspiracy between Oklahoma orthopedic surgeons at one of its facilities was settled for $66 million in just last year, 2019. But Tenet's problems go back even further to the early 2000s, when fraud and performing underneeded surgeries led to a multitude of lawsuits, even a Senate investigation. Wait a minute, you mean they were doing unneeded surgeries? Okay, who would have thought that people would practice, you know, we had the outrage from the AMA saying, are you telling us that we are diagnosing people for COVID that don't have COVID? Like, yeah, I could believe that. As a matter of fact, I think that's quite likely the case. And you know it's the case. As a matter of fact, they even got called by Medicare on it, the American Hospital Association, not just the AMA, but the AHA. 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 Yeah. That was a smoking gun. They came back and said, you told us that you didn't have any tests. You told us the test didn't work. You told us just decide, you know, just a clinical diagnosis. If it looks like the flu, it is the flu. If it looks like COVID-19, it is COVID-19. And I've shown you this every single year. They tell people that if it looks like the flu, it is the flu. So just die. And we'll use that to push people to get vaccines. But they no longer want to try to get us convinced to take vaccines. They're not really interested in our informed consent anymore. They're not even interested in our misinformed consent. No, no, no. They're going to push this on us. I've got some redacted documents about the Moderna vaccine that I want to show you when I get finished with this common pass thing. Tells you everything you need to know about Operation Warp Speed, if you think about it. Okay, so, yeah, they will do that. And, you know, they get $13,000 if they say, well, in my opinion, this person has, when I was in the hospital, a doctor sticks his head in the door and is like, hey, how you doing? Well, I'm okay. All right, let's see. David and I, and you get a bill for several hundred dollars, right? That's it. Oh, of course they would never diagnose people falsely with COVID in order to make money. No, not at all. $13,000 to diagnose somebody's COVID. Get another $39,000 if you can put them on an invasive ventilator, which costs $50,000. So right there, you know, you got $2,000 profit. Not counting, that's just the bonuses. Not counting what the American Hospital Association was saying. Well, we get a 25% bonus for the COVID, and then we get to charge them for the use of the ventilator. I mean, those things were just bonuses. That $39,000, that's a bonus, bona fide here. And now we get to use it on you too and get charge you for that plus a daily thing. So anyway, Myers' background, the other co-founder. So we got the guy who was a CIA with CDC, small difference, not much difference. Anyway, he was with the CDC, the RAND Corporation, and with a questionable company. Myers' background is with the CIA, frankly. He was linked to American intelligence cover operations dating back to NATO's war in Kosovo and to the infamous human trafficking outfit known as International Rescue Committee, or IRC. Do you remember IRC? Well, you know, we just had, within the last 2 years, in 2018, the IRC was embroiled in a child sex trafficking scandal. It was called the Sex for Food scandal. And they covered up dozens of sex abuse, bribery, fraud allegations. The UK government withdrew funding from the organization. However, nobody went to jail. And we've seen this over and over again from UN organizations. You'll have whistleblowers, not just this one, but others as well. Many times we've had whistleblowers who worked for quote-unquote relief agencies blowing the whistle on child trafficking and rape in these areas from peacekeeping troops or from these other organizations. And it's the whistleblowers who get punished, you know, just like John Kiriakou, who exposed the torture that was illegally done by the CIA, covered up by Gina Haspel. She took that intelligence and used it as the basis for the weapons of mass destruction lie that got us into the Iraq War. But the IRC goes back to the 1950s. It was known, as they point out, to be an integral link in the CIA's covert network, led by Tony Blair protege, former British Foreign Minister David Miliband, since 2013. And so this guy hung out, this other co-founder, hung out at that same organization, the Child Sex Trafficking CIA Sex Abuse, Bribery, and Fraud Allegations Organization. That's the one he hung out at. So these are the two guys that founded the Commons Project, and they're working together on a global health pass with Davos. Yeah, he's been around for a long time. He was a young global leader at the World Economic Forum, that's Davos. He got awards, a Henry Crown Fellow at the Aspen Institute. He was a term member of the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, all the usual suspects. Currently, the IRC is very involved in the implementation of biometric ID system for the refugees in Myanmar and Thailand. And remember, that's the place that's got the smart band for the tourists, the detailed contact tracing. But it's being also developed to help the refugees in Thailand. And that project is funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the ID 2020 Alliance, heavily funded by Bill Gates. You know, they wanted to have a global ID by 2020. Imagine that. What a coincidence. Yeah, it's working out right on schedule, isn't it? So those are the Rockefeller and the ID 2020 Alliance, Rockefeller Foundation. But most of its funding is coming through USAID, which is a CIA cutout, has always been a CIA cutout. USAID, that was where Barack Obama's, the Obama mama, his mother, worked for USAID. She was supposed to be an anthropologist. Yeah, right. That's his family tree, CIA. Her mother and father were some of the founding members of the CIA. They've been in the OSS. But yes, USAID is the primary funder of the Commons Project. And with Davos, they're creating the Common Pass, a global health ID pass. Isn't this convenient? I mean, they're really getting their stuff together quickly, aren't they? I mean, they never expected to have a global virus.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing, but still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did, and you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, t-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water.
So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping. The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Finish this up. It's also tied into DNA and to 5G. And then we're going to move on to the tests that are rolling out everywhere. We also have some updates on Fauci. That's right, yeah. Yeah, the fraud allied with President Xi. He's back in the news. Imagine this, just 3 days before the election, he gets political. Well, actually, he's been doing this for, 237 days? What is the count? I lose track. We're 200 and some odd days into this, and he's been political this entire time. So now they just noticed 3 days before the election. But we'll talk about what he had to say. We'll talk about the real threat to your health that the masks represent, and it's more than just oxygen deprivation as well. And we have the redacted purchase agreement. Why would you have to heavily redact this as if it was some kind of a CIA document? Oh, wait. I just told you about the CIA's connections into this global testing pass that they have. But anyway, before we get back to that, real quickly, the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com right now, we've got the Black Friday and October sale extended. We have up to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. On many of our most popular items, we have BodEase. That is a inflammation easing natural ingredients to help ease inflammation. Turmeric and many other natural ingredients are worked together. That's 50% off, free shipping. BioTrue Selenium, also 50% off. And we call it BioTrue because it is non-GMO. It's organic selenium.
And both of those have been out of stock, but they're now back in stock and 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, our vitamin B12. We have Kava Chill. That is from the Kava root, or some people call it the Kava Kava. The root's so nice, they named it twice. That is a great way to relax. Kava Chill is 50% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. So if you're distressed by the election, make sure that you get some Knockout and some Kava Chill, because you're going to need it. Things are going to be escalating. And don't forget, we also have Winter Sun Plus selling out fast, and free shipping on that. That is your vitamin D as well. We call it Winter Sun, Sun Plus because it's vitamin D plus vitamin K. And, that is now back in stock. Again, very effective at building the health of your immune system. As I pointed out last week, they said that 80% of the patients who were in serious condition, they found that they had a vitamin D deficiency. That's also true of people with rheumatoid arthritis. That has been known for a very long time. As this was beginning, you had both the NIH and the scientist that was there at the time, as well as the former head of the FDA, talking about vitamin D. They said it's not going to kill any virus, but it will boost your immune system. And they talked about how important it was to have that. We call it winter sun because, you know, your body naturally produces vitamin D if you're out in the sun. But, of course, they don't want you out in the sun. They want you inside where you're not going to be getting any sunlight or fresh air. They want a mask over your face if you do go outside. Make sure you don't get fresh air and to keep the bacteria in. So take a look at those specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points for discounts on future purchases. All right, as I was pointing out, you have the Common Pass where you go to a trusted lab, people that they trust to snitch on you. They will do the tests. They will do the vaccines, and those trusted labs will then submit the information to local and national registries that will then combine that into a global database. All that information will go into the Common Pass engine. It will vet you and come back in lightning speed to allow you to travel. How about that? Isn't that great? Isn't technology great? You know, I got into technology as an engineer because I saw it as a liberating thing. But like any technology, anything like that is a two-edged sword. And as Eisenhower warned us in his military industrial complex speech, you know, he's talking about the military industry, but he also talked about academia. And he said, once the government and the military take over those areas and get a monopoly on that, once they become the major funders of all technology, and they use it for their own purposes, then it becomes an instrument of tyranny. And the technocracy is a high-tech tyranny. It is an accomplished fact. So when we look at the way that this smart band, the wristband, which will now not just be, you know, wrapped around a different color, you know, they were playing with it. They said, you know, we might do this to get things rolling, get people accustomed to it. You go to a testing site for your permission to travel for a day. And, you know, they did the first one of these simulations back in 2001, just before 9/11, called it Dark Winter. There was a lot of chatter about a year and a half now ago about Dark Winter 2. And they were already planning on how they were going to do daily testing for everybody, give you a wristband that would have the date on it in a particular color, and they would change the color each day. But, you know, you can do all that electronically. And the guy who gave me that information, that's what he does for a living, is cybersecurity. So tourists visiting Thailand will be tracked with a new smart band for COVID. This month, foreign tourists were authorized to enter Thailand for the first time since the pandemic began under a special tourist visa program. Incoming tourists will face intense contact tracing, which includes the smart device, the smart band. Device will track the locations of tourists, and it will measure their body temperature, their blood pressure, and their heart rate. And if anything, especially the temperature goes up, you will be immediately tracked down by the police and put into quarantine. The device is still in development, but once it's complete, select tourists will be asked to participate in the trial run to test out the technology. They'll be traveling under a special tourist visa, and the program is expected to start sometime this month. And they point out that the IMF is saying, well, look at what happened to the Thailand economy. We brought these people to their knees. they were going to have an increase in the gross domestic product of about 2.5% this year until the magic virus came around, and now they're going to have a shrinkage of 6.7%. So instead of a growth of 2.5%, it's going to shrink by 6.7%. That puts the economic pressure on them to do this. But of course, they probably don't need any economic pressure because that country is pretty much a dictatorship. And they're already working in cooperation with the Rockefeller Foundation and Gates ID 2020 Alliance to track all of these refugees that came in to Myanmar. But there's also a DNA connection. One of these founders for this Commons project also worked at a company called Human Longevity. Its mission statement said it combines state-of-the-art DNA sequencing and expert analysis with machine learning to help to change medicine to a more data-driven science. In other words, to track you everywhere. Look, folks, the ultimate ID, is your DNA. Every human, even identical twins, have different DNA. God made each and every one of us unique. No two DNAs are the same. Ultimately, that's how they're going to tell even the identical twins from each other, is with the DNA. So, of course, that is a component of this as well. And then how do they get all this information around so quickly? You know, they got to report all of this stuff up to the cloud. It goes into the engine, runs around, and the answers come out here and tell you what you can do. Well, that's 5G, of course. We have an article from ZDNet.com. Could 5G rescue the world's economy from a coronavirus recession? Why, of course it could. 5G can do anything, It said, the next generation of information and or communications technology will support a new wave of productivity in the workplace. Yes, because the workplace won't be a place. Cyberspace will be the place, the workplace. And they'll be able to, it'll be very productive for them because they'll be able to bring in workers from other countries without having to physically transport them into this country. They'll just work virtually over the internet until they can be replaced by machine. That kind of cyber slavery. That wave will bring forth a new foundation of cost efficiency that benefits directly or indirectly everyone in the world's broader economy. And the major proponent of this, to make this argument, is Nokia. Nokia's corporate press release stated, quote, 5G-enabled industries have the potential to deliver $8 trillion in value to the global economy by 2030. There's that magic number again, by 2030. That's the date they always select for having their full technocratic society put in place, 2030. And so by that time, they're going to add an additional $8 trillion in value because of that. And what Ziff Davis thought was kind of interesting about this, they said, well, the GDP will go up, and they basically looked at profits and wages and government. That's very confusing, he said. Why would they include government in it? Because, folks, we're talking about surveillance capitalism.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they'd use our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people guerrillas of the globalists operate, how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the election. We have joining us at the bottom of the hour, we have a Orthodox rabbi in New York City who has been at the center of the lockdowns, the contact tracing, the mandatory vaccines for people to go to school and that sort of thing. And he's pushing back on it. Look, folks, we need to all understand we're going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. We've got to get people who are going to be leaders in their community to stand up, speak out about this, and organize opposition to it. And it's going to come from the grassroots if it comes from anywhere. It's not going to come from the top down. You are not going to be saved from the top down. The top down is where the threat is. Ronald Reagan had it right when he said government is not the solution. Government is the problem. Washington is not the White House, the presidency, the Supreme Court. They're not the solution. They are the problem. And so we're going to talk about the propaganda. We're going to talk about Fauci and his latest pronouncements. But I want to just finish up with this 5G stuff. Because as Nokia Labs is putting this out and talking about $8 trillion, and the people at ZDNet are scratching their heads and saying, but they're including government in all of this. They're looking at profits, wages, and government. That's kind of confusing. No, it's not if you really understand where this is going. The military-industrial surveillance complex, or some people just called it surveillance capitalism. This is a big, profitable industry. It's very profitable to sell out your fellow man. You get more than 30 pieces of silver, typically. A lot more. And so as they say, since the first and second, and this is Nokia's Bell Labs talking about how this is all going to be in place by 2030. And listen to what they talk about. They're talking about the fourth industrial revolution. Again. How many times do these people have to tell us this before we believe them? I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. And these people are talking about it at every opportunity. They make videos about how they want to take everything from you so you don't own anything, so you're not allowed to get out of your home, so you can't eat meat and so forth, and how they want to collapse Western civilization and the values that it was based on. And that includes the churches, especially the churches, because Western civilization was built on the values of Christianity. Since the first and the second industrial revolutions, says Nokia, productivity growth rates have been declining from the 1950s onward. In fact, you could argue that from the third industrial revolution, or the so-called internet age, productivity growth rates have declined to almost one-third of what they used to be over the previous 50 to 70 years. And so it's time for a fourth industrial revolution. And that's what they're pinning their hopes on for 5G. And this is all, the fourth industrial revolution is all being timed to the fourth turning that Strauss and Howe talked about. Same people who coined the term millennials. Talking about how every fourth generation, there's a major reorganization of society. A massive economic unrest, typically accompanied by war. The previous fourth turning, about 80 some odd years ago, because it takes a few years for these things to go through. But the previous one was the Great Depression of World War II. Prior to that, you had the American Civil War. Prior to that, you had the American Revolution. And they traced this back 500 years of English history.
And now we're at another fourth turning. They had predicted in the early 1990s that it would happen about mid-2000s, and there'd be some kind of a global economic event. Bingo. And they also said, well, probably it'll be finished by about 2029. It's all these people have their 2030 date there. Yeah, it's right on schedule. The data shows us the nations have hardly moved the needle in productivity growth, and we put consumers in charge, and we ended up investing our infrastructure in that, but they used it primarily for entertainment, and that hasn't moved the needle on our wealth. So we're going to do it differently this time. Yeah, you think they're getting the 5G so that you can download movies and porn? Well, that's not really the way it's going to work out. We'll be right back.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support, but you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I want to talk a little bit about propaganda and how masks are at the very center of it. For now. It's going to be vaccines, but right now, it's about the mask. We have a parody of Be My Guest that pushes the mask. We also have a major movie that is getting ready to come out. They released the trailer on Friday called Songbird. It is major predictive programming, folks. They even call it, I think, COVID 2022 or 2023 or something like that. Major propaganda that's coming out. So I want to take a look at that. But just real quickly, where are we globally on all this? Well, of course, we've talked about how England began a six-week lockdown of one area. I think it was the northern part of England, and threats that if you had more than six people in your home over Christmas, you could expect a raid. Unbelievable. And so now they have gone to a four-week lockdown of all of England. Boris Johnson said, Christmas is going to be very different this year, perhaps very different. God bless Tiny Tim and let's do it for him, right? Because if we don't lock everything down, Tiny Tim could die. He could. He really could. And he might die anyway. Prime Minister told a Downing Street news conference that he was truly, truly sorry, but I think Christmas is going to be canceled. And if I don't do this, no responsible prime minister could ignore these figures because deaths could reach several thousand a day based on figures, numbers. You know, what Fauci would call numbers, he calls them figures. Doctors and nurses would be forced to choose which patients to treat. Who could get oxygen and who wouldn't? Who would live and who would die, right? So he's going to make that decision for you and tell you that you don't have any informed consent. I mean, we wouldn't want to have a situation where doctors and nurses were telling people who could live and who could die. Of course we wouldn't. It's called euthanasia. And I don't want a situation where we have prime ministers telling us that either. It's called informed consent. And if we don't have the consent for what treatment we're going to take and what treatment we're going to refuse, then we have no freedom at all. That is the ultimate freedom. Think about that. Anyway, so you can't meet indoors or in private gardens. That will not be allowed. Individuals can meet another person from another household only if it's in a public place because, you know, they got cameras everywhere for that. People are still allowed to form support bubbles. I don't know what that is. Support bubbles. But you are allowed. You're still allowed. Because all freedom has been taken now, except for what the politicians and the health bureaucrats allow. And it may have to last longer than this now. So after they came out, said, well, 4 weeks, 6 weeks for that area, now 4 weeks for all of England, and, well, it may have to last longer with a virus this malignant. Are you kidding me? Look at your own numbers. Your own numbers don't support a virus this malignant. We have Nigel Farage, who has come to the U.S. to campaign for President Trump, said Trump radiates optimism as Biden is peddling fear and pessimism. He says, I know that to date, 229,000 people in America have sadly died with or as a result of COVID-19. Well, you don't know that at all, quite frankly. We don't know because we didn't have any tests. So that's another story. We've talked about that ad nauseum. So you don't know how many people have died, quite frankly. They have inflated that. Yet focusing on this fact did not strike me as the uplifting message that men and women need to hear if they're going to be encouraged to go out and vote between now and next Tuesday, he said. He said President Trump is radiating optimism. He's recovered, by the way, folks, even though he's 74 years old, overweight, perhaps other comorbidities. He recovered in spite of being given remdesivir by Fauci and his cohorts. They have to keep monitoring him for liver damage and other side effects of remdesivir. But in spite of that, he's holding rallies all over the country. Yeah, he was out to the wee hours of the morning past curfew in Florida. They're supposed to, you know, be inside by a certain period of time because, you know, if you're out late at night, that's when you're going to catch COVID. It prowls at night. That's right. Austria and Greece are shutting down bars and restaurants and cinemas. And we had Buttigieg coming to the rescue of Biden on lockdown. Jake Tapper asked Pete Buttigieg, let's turn to the pandemic. New coronavirus cases at a record high nationwide, including in your home state of Indiana. If Joe Biden wins, should another lockdown be on the table? Why, yes, everything has to be on the table, he said. In order to keep Americans safe, again, if we're going to allow them to redefine the purpose of our life to be safe, if we're going to allow them to define the purpose of government to keep us safe, we will have no life and we will not be safe and we will have nothing. We will go into that dark technocratic tyranny, this new Middle Ages that Davos has defined for us. You have to make the focus of government about liberty. The founders of America got that right. And we have had these people changing our focus away from that. We have lost our compass. True North is liberty. That's the purpose of government. The purpose of government is to defend your God-given rights, not to grant you privileges, not to allow you to have support bubbles, or to allow you to go to work if you're considered to be essential, or to allow you to worship if they think that's essential. Don't live your life at their permission as a privilege to keep you safe, because you will not be safe. And he went on to say, Buttigieg did, the first rule of virus economics, the first rule of virus economics is to beat the virus or else you won't have an economy. This is a guy who is a full-on Marxist. Not only a Marxist, but someone whose focus has been on attacking Christianity. That was his mentor at Harvard. That's what he focused on. Berkovich at Harvard. He actually changed his first name to honor Sacco and Vanzetti. And this was the guy that advised Buttigieg. Of course, Buttigieg's father was a Marxist when he came to this country. Heavily involved with the people in the country that he came from, in Malta, with the communists. And so he sent him to study under this other communist mentor. And what the guy did was everything that was wrong with the world was essentially Western society. And everything that was wrong with Western society was our Christian foundation. And so everything, every problem, whether it was Vietnam or whatever it was that he saw, he went back and he deconstructed it in terms of how Christianity had caused that problem. That's what Sacco and Vanzetti was about at Harvard. the mentor of Pete Buttigieg. But if you want to know where this, it is a club, and you know, we've talked many times about what's going on in Australia. Dan Andrews, the guy in that one Australian state that got a lot of money from China, he's got another friend who's running for president here in the United States, actually Joe Biden. Dan Andrews, Joe Biden, and Linda Dessau, I think is the way you pronounce her name. She's the Australian head of all this COVID mess. And she's Daniel Andrews' sister-in-law. And they threw a dinner party for Joe Biden, of course. I imagine it's more than just a one-off party for heads of state there. All right, let's get a little bit of some of the propaganda that is headed our way. Just a little bit of a taste of what we're going to talk about coming up in the next segment. Let's play a little bit of video clip number 6, because a little bit of this is all you can take. Wear a mask, a parody of Be My Guest.
Mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks. At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore. No, these mandates aren't malicious. All your
And if you're going to take health advice from a talking candlestick, you might believe Fauci. No, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Makes me need a flask. Come on and read some data. All you masturbators, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask.
It's a mask, it's a mask. Heaven's sakes, it's just a mask. Such a shame that asking...
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
You're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a t-shirt. Go get a historic t-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this gift. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, wear a mask. Is that too much to ask? Well, apparently it is. So they have to force us. And they never claimed that it would stop anything. Your mask may, said the CDC. Remember when President Trump sent out the thing? We don't want any of your money. We just want you to wear a mask. Remember that? And his campaign had the brilliant idea to send that out. And they had a link there to the CDC. And you go to the CDC, and at the top, they got a graphic says, your mask may protect others, and their mask may protect you. They don't even claim that it will protect you, the actually wearing the mask. And that's the same thing that they say about the measles vaccine and many other things. And of course, one of the reasons that they have a hard time saying that is because they know better. They were saying just the opposite about masks a couple of months before they mandated them in other places. Now we have Laramie County in Wyoming with a mask order finalized, set to take effect today. So you're going to have to start wearing a mask in Wyoming. Wyoming, the big country. That's right. But if we go back to, just 2008, New Scientist magazine was talking about how the real killers of the 1918 flu epidemic was not the flu, but bacterial pneumonia. Bacterial pneumonia. How do you think you might accelerate bacteria pneumonia? Oh, maybe if, as Dr. Blaylock points out, Russell Blaylock says, by wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel to the brain. That's right, you keep the dirty face diaper next to your face all the time. Doesn't matter if you wash it every day, you wear it all day. You have not only a reduction in oxygen, which if you're wearing an N95 mask, if you wear it for hours, it'll reduce blood oxygenation as much as 20%. That can cause loss of consciousness. 159 healthcare workers aged 21 to 35 found that 81% of them developed headaches from wearing a face mask. But of course, you can see the effect of wearing a face diaper all day, right? You're constantly, you know, you purge, not just by urination and defecation, but you purge bacteria also by exhalation, right? And it has the same effect, even if you wash it every night, it has the same effect as, I don't know, not actually going to the bathroom and not even having grampers, that kind of thing, right? And you're keeping that next to your face for hours. So it's not only depriving you of oxygen, it's also keeping the bacteria there. And Dr. Fauci knew this back in 2008. Imagine that. 12 years ago, Fauci said, we agree completely that bacterial pneumonia played a major role in the mortality of the 1918 pandemic. So wear your mask, you suckers, right? This is the guy, he said this in 2008. In 2005, at the NIH, they did a study. They found that hydroxychloroquine was very effective at both as both a preventative and as a therapeutic, as a cure. But of course, he pretended he didn't know anything about that. This is also the people who, in 2007, as he was Mr. AIDS, he was a guy who was a head man for AIDS all through the epidemic. In 2007, they said, well, the adenovirus AD5, that's one strain of the adenovirus, they said, this is something we should never put in any vaccines or medications because that's a vector for HIV. And guess what? All of the leading Operation Warp Speed vaccine candidates either have a messenger RNA modification system or they're using the adenovirus, AD5, which was flagged by the scientist at NIH back in 2007 as being a vector for HIV. So he knew in 2005 that HCQ was a therapeutic and a preventative. He knew about the adenovirus being a risk for HIV. He knew about masks, or basically bacteria, in 2008. At the beginning of the year, he was telling everybody they weren't effective, but now they're all singing the same tune, just like OSHA. You know, OSHA was very stringent about all that, and then they pivoted to suit their goals. What we're looking at is a massive propaganda campaign. Massive propaganda campaign. And I want to play for you video clip number 7, guys. This is the Songbird film that's being produced by Michael Bay. So you can kind of guess what age group and mentality this is pitched to. And you can tell from the age of the stars in this. But this is a working out, a predictive programming of a continuation of the virus. How you should be very afraid of this. Let's play just a little bit of this so people get a taste of it. Go ahead. 7.
Good morning, Miss Garcia.
Good morning, sunshine. I miss you. I could kiss you right now.
Oh, see, they're connected. Via FaceTime.
Someday.
Because they can't be connected in person.
Now in effect.
Oh, no.
Unauthorized citizens must stay indoors.
Sing it, don't worry.
Tensions rise as we enter the 213th week of lockdown.
A grim new reality emerges.
215th week. Has yeah. Mutated. Maybe I should start doing this in weeks. Instead of days.
A horrifying new development
new
today.
New data confirms the virus attacks the brain tissue.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm immune. I'm immune.
See my wristband? I got a wristband. Even that.
All infected Americans are being forced into quarantine camps.
Sarah, what's going on?
Yeah, they're gonna. Here's the health police.
Sarah, talk to me.
Department of Sanitation, he is. We're gonna check on your ductwork.
Mrs. Grant, you have visitors.
Sarah, do not open that door.
Don't open the door. But then the lady has escaped, and she's running to her, and she says, please let me in. I'm not sick. And then she lets her in and finds out that she really is sick. The virus is real. And so is a tyranny. But just get used to it, because that's what they have envisioned for you. Yeah, that's right. This is the future, the tyranny future that we see here. All right, I've got another video that I want to show you, but we don't have time for it in this segment. But we will show it to you later. It basically gets to the heart of all of this propaganda and control. It's a video by Doug Wilson. Remember the church that had the people got arrested because they went out in Idaho, small town in Idaho. That's Moscow, Idaho. And just like its namesake, it's it's very, very hard left. And this church had a tradition before the lockdown began of going into public places and singing Christian songs and hymns and stuff like that, like once a month. And so they hadn't done it for several months, so they decided to do it. And the police in this little town come out and arrested 3 people. Remember that video? That went viral. And he's got another video that I think is going to go viral, too. And we're going to show that to you coming up later in the program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Miraculous properties of turmeric have been
admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect, but now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage. Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission.
Remember, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be all right. Over and over, we're told, let the technocracy spy on you. Let big tech control what you do. They will never abuse their power. They will never hurt you. And just as soon as they got their global AI grid in, they use communist China as the beta test to sell the world on a dystopic martial law lockdown. When it all started 8-9 months ago, I told you it's never going to end. They're never going to turn loose this power. They're going to make you have internal passports on your phones to leave your house, to have a job, to travel. And they're going to add more and more restrictions on of how you get that travel pass. Remember The Running Man, Schwarzenegger movie in the mid-80s, written by Stephen King about a future police state? Watch that movie and then compare it to today. We are in the absolute brand, the absolute mold of a classic authoritarian dystopic nightmare. We've got to reject this now before it's cemented.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Joining us now is an Orthodox rabbi from New York City, and they have been at the epicenter of this, folks. There have been massive attacks against them by both the mayor and the governor of New York, especially this last month when they had a lot of Jewish holidays. There was also a funeral where they came after them. But they have been at the center of this before. A year ago, they were the focus of the people who wanted to force vaccinate children in order for them to go to school with MMR vaccines. So they understand what this is, and they also understand, as the founders of this country did, that our rights are God-given, not government-granted, that we are created in the image of God. And if we don't all understand that, folks, we're going to lose everything that we have. So joining us now is Rabbi Yitzchak David Smith. Thank you for joining us, Rabbi Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Thank you for being here.
Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, I've reported on this, but I want to get some firsthand reporting about exactly what is happening in New York City, how your community is being targeted by these politicians. You're being made an example of. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Jewish people are always the first to be targeted, and that should be a warning sign for the rest of Americans. As the light into the nations, the one thing that anyone who wants tyranny wants to make sure first and foremost is that the light is muted or extinguished, because that's the only way they could really take over the rest of humanity. And what's happening in our communities is that through public health activists who've been laid in the communities, doctors and community activists and rabbis who work with them, what we're seeing is that they have manipulated the population into believing that the right thing to do is to close the synagogues and the schools, and that somehow the governors have this power that they don't actually have. And people have just lost, they don't have the power. They've lost sight of the Constitution of the United States. Like you said before, they're God-given rights, and no one can take them away from us. And we're not even allowed to surrender them ourselves. That's what it means, inalienable. So they're pressuring us from every angle. And I'll just mention the latest illegal and unconstitutional orders from the governor of New York were to close zip code by zip code areas of the Jewish communities. They actually ignored other zip codes that were not Jewish that had higher rates of cases. And what they did is they said all these schools have to close down now in the Jewish neighborhoods. Now, the trick was, remember, we got a three-stage plan over here. One is fear, getting everyone then to be tested, then contact tracing and quarantine. So yeah. Now that they closed the schools and the rabbis and the parents, of course, want their schools open, the governor said, well, if you'll just test all your kids every week, then we'll let you reopen the schools. And unfortunately, the community organizations saw it as a victory, but it's really a defeat, because now they're going into the medical testing trap, which is an eternal trap.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. And I've been saying this over and over again. The testing is the trap. The testing is the pretense for extended lockdowns. It's not to let you free. It's to have an excuse to lock you down even more. We can't trust these tests. They have a 90% false positive rate on that. And you know, they're talking about we have cases. These are people who are flagged who are not even sick. They're asymptomatic. And so this is the trap. If you say as a condition of your freedom, you're going to be tested. And we know everywhere that comes along with the tracing, with the health passes and health certificates. And it's all a placeholder really for the vaccines to come along. I really liked what you had to say when you said we're not even allowed to surrender our God-given rights ourselves. That's exactly right. You know, we go back and we look at the Nuremberg Code and the experimentation that the Nazis did on people. And one of the things that came out of that was, if this is something that is a lethal experiment, perhaps, you're not even allowed to volunteer for that. So you're not allowed to volunteer for these types of experiments. You're not allowed, under a Judeo-Christian point of view, you're not allowed to surrender these rights or your life to the greater good. You are created in the image of God, and you don't give that stuff up.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Knight. That's something that has been stolen. That heritage has been stolen from the American people by the education system. First, by taking God out of the system, you know, completely secular education systems. And my teacher, the Lubavitch Rebbe, said that the cause of the Holocaust was that the Germans took God out of the system decades before the Holocaust. Once you are left just with human logic and all the human philosophies, then anything can be justified. And everything that the Nazis did was justified and logical within their human reasoning.
That's right. Nietzsche, God is dead. Therefore, you know, we make our own rules, right? We become God because there is a power vacuum. So what is happening right now is you've got a website here, saveourfreedoms.org. Tell us a little bit about the effort to push back against this, because this is what we all need to hear.
Well, the effort to push back against this starts with recognizing how we got here, and that is the spiritual void. Like you said before, the spiritual void, people are not aware of what's happening to them. Even those that are spiritually aware that they know that there's a God. They don't know how long this has been laid in waiting for them. And the different types of thoughts that are put in our heads about, you know, well, we can't do this because someone might say this, or we have to wait for the courts to rule in our favor and so forth. What's really needed right now is just a massive awakening of the American people.
Yes.
To take action. And people have been lulled into the sense of idea that, well, this is going to be like a slow transition. No, this is happening really fast. The totalitarian takeover has already happened. They already tell you can't open your business unless they approve it. That is a totalitarian takeover. So the key now is to awaken people to just completely resist any of these orders whatsoever and not get confused by the attempts to make it seem like it's some sort of medical emergency. There's no medical need to close businesses. There's no medical need to walk around and keep away from people.
There's plenty
of doctors that have shown that, epidemiologists that have shown that, scientists that have shown that, and everyone in there has to know that the price of government tyranny is 500 million human beings killed over the last 100 years. That's far more than any disease.
That's right. And we just saw this, you know, the last fourth turning. World War II, the Great Depression, and so forth, the things that we saw happening there as tyranny was rolling out in Germany, a lot of people thought they could make a bargain with it. They thought they could appease it. The British thought they could appease Hitler, and the people who lived underneath him thought they could appease it. They thought, well, they're only going to go so far, and you know, this is pretty bad, but I think if I cooperate at this point, it's not going to get any worse. But it always gets worse. Because they always want more control over your life. They're never satisfied with the point at which they are. And you're right. This is the point at which we have to stand up. We should have stood up 231 days ago. It's about 231 days too late. But I tell people this every day. We have to stand up and we have to live our lives. That's your message too, isn't it?
Well, it is absolutely. And I want to just clarify one thing over here. Two things, actually. Number one, this is not a slippery slope argument. They have been arguing since the outset that they want Chinese communist style public health measures in the United States of America where everyone could be quarantined and removed from the streets. This is what the public health officials in the United States and the professors who are paid by the Chinese are arguing and slowly infiltrating this message into the United States. So this is not a slippery slope argument. The plan is already set forth. Number two, I really appreciate you mentioning the Holocaust, because there's a big lie out there that you are not allowed to use the Holocaust. You're not allowed to speak about the Holocaust. You're not allowed to learn from the Holocaust. And that's just falsehood. The Holocaust survivors that I know want everyone to know that this exactly replicates what happens in Germany. And there's articles and words by people, non-Jewish people who were Germans at the time of the Nazis coming to power, that say this is how it started. People in Poland who know when the communists took over, this is how it started. We need to listen to them, and we cannot say that anything is off limits in terms of our right to discuss what's happening and take action.
That's right. Any authoritarian government, whether they call themselves National Socialist or whether they call themselves communist, they always want to make sure that they eradicate the family, that they eradicate God, because they don't want to have any allegiance to anything except themselves. They want a complete control over everybody. They shut down speech. I mean, that's what we're seeing across the board. I've got a video coming up from Doug Wilson where he talks about how he is a thought criminal. And that's what they've done. They've made us thought criminals. They purged the information about vaccines and so forth, or any question about what is going on with the virus. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Rabbi Yitzchak David Smith. Stay with us. SaveOurFreedoms.org. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing, but still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, t-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking to an Orthodox rabbi from New York, and of course they have been at the epicenter of this. Some of the worst control tactics have been done by Cuomo and by de Blasio, and they have been focusing on the Orthodox Jewish community there because they want to live their lives, and they've got their own community, and they're going to live their lives, and they have focused on them very precisely, like a laser beam. So we're going to talk about what they're doing to push back against this in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the sale that we have still at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points, so you can get discounts on future purchases. Now back in stock, we have BioTrue Selenium, and we have Bodies. Both of those have been out of stock. And, of course, BioTrue Selenium is organic, non-GMO selenium. And Bodies is turmeric and many other ingredients that work together to naturally fight inflammation. Both of those are 50% off, free shipping. We also have Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula. That is in stock. We have Knockout, Kavachil, both of those to knock out as an all-natural sleep aid. Kavachil is a kava root to help you to relax. Both of those are 50% off, plus free shipping. Triple Patriot points, we have some products like Extendawise up to 60% off and free shipping and triple Patriot points.
We really appreciate your support, folks, and you can find many other products on sale, up to 60% off, free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Rabbi Smith. Rabbi, you've got a website where parents there can withdraw permission to have their child tested for COVID-19. Talk to us a little bit about what they're doing as a condition to get back into school. You mentioned the fact that they offered that as a bargain, and some of the people there said, all right, we'll take that deal. You and I both understand that's a trap. But talk a little bit about exactly what is happening at this moment.
Well, they're terrifying the parents that two things. If they don't sign the consents, then their kids cannot go to school. And there's also some schools that are actually testing the kids without the parental consent. They're not even asking for the parental consent for medical testing in the first place. Mm. It's really unacceptable. And it shows how these community activists are working hand in hand with the government officials to really bring in the public health tyranny.
And you're talking about private schools here, right?
Private schools. Yeah. The governor has no authority on this over them. Everyone has the constitutional right not to submit to medical testing. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And it's being done voluntarily, quote unquote, because the schools are saying, yes, we'll agree to do this just to be able to have our schools open. And it's a trap. It's a bullying trap. And the bully will always ask for more after he gets what he wants now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what we were really talking about before. You're correct. In terms of pointing out, and I've said this, that they've immediately implemented all the different things that they wanted for the Green New Deal, even including, you know, universal basic income conditioning. But there is a psychological, so it's not a slippery slope. They're not gradually putting this in. They're putting it all in suddenly. But it's getting people accustomed to it, isn't it? It's a psychological conditioning that's going on, as long as we allow this to remain in place.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to resist at the first opportunity. Resistance is always something that's much easier at the outset. And people need to know what we're talking about in the Jewish zip codes right now, in the Jewish communities right now, is coming to the entire United States of America, just as it has in other countries. So really, all Americans should be rising up right now in defense of the Jewish communities and demanding that this come to an end. Because if you don't, it's coming. If the Jews collapse under this pressure, God forbid, then our job is to save the rest of America. And our job is to show the example to Americans of what it means to stand up fearlessly against government impositions. And, you know, I know a lot of people there, they believe in the Second Amendment, and it's a very important principle, obviously, of our freedoms. But they always say, you know, they're not going to let the government take away their guns. And they may believe that. But here with coronavirus and this entire pandemic, the government's not going to take away your guns. They're going to take you away and take you to a quarantine center, and your guns are going to be left at home. So you need to recognize right now, if you believe in the freedoms of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, like we said before, they're only pointing to God-given rights, then you need to rise up right now, every single person, including the police officers, including the state troopers, and say, we refuse to follow these unconstitutional orders, and we will not allow people to be tested, medically tested, contact traced, and quarantined, and we will not allow our lives to be run by medical doctors.
They've said from the very beginning of all this that they're going to have to stay locked down in our houses until they could get tests, and then it would ease up a little bit until they got the vaccines. And as they're rolling these things out, and we're seeing this in other countries, we've seen how draconian it has become in the state of Victoria in Australia. We've seen how brutal the police have been there. But now in Ireland, they have exactly the same contact app that they have in China. You get a red, yellow, or green, depending on what your frequent test is. You know, if you haven't had a test for a while, it turns yellow, so you got to be tested again. And if you've had a recent test, you get a green on your phone. This is all a part of this. These 150 million tests that have been rolled out from the federal government to, I don't know who all is getting them. I know that the airports, the airplanes have them and so forth. But this is going to be used as part of contact tracing. They don't want people being tested at home. They want you being tested in public areas where they can report you instantly. And as you said, take you off to detention. That's what we've seen in New Zealand. So we've seen this. It's a global pattern that is happening everywhere. And they're focusing on the people like the Orthodox community there in New York, or like the church in L.A., John MacArthur's church. They're focusing on the points of resistance. And all these people are doing to resist is just to live their lives.
Well, that's absolutely right. And we need to live our lives and recognize they have a plan. This is not, people say, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. There's no conspiracy here. Conspiracy is a secret criminal plot. There's nothing secret here. You can watch these videos. This is what's coming. And even your friendly local policeman will be turned into a tyrant, God forbid, if he's under the pressure of losing his job. And plus, the great thing about public health crises for the purpose of causing tyranny is that it scares everybody. They think that someone's going to die from this man walking around without a mask, whatever he's doing in the video you're showing right now. Mm-hmm. And they use that lie to justify this type of force, taking a person away from his business, taking a person away from his family. And then, by the way, Ocean County Public Health Department is looking for quarantine facilities and other places around the United States. They're looking for quarantine facilities. This is not something we're imagining. It's something that's being laid the groundwork for right now. I'll just mention with flu vaccines. In the Ocean County Health Department minutes of their September board meeting, it said that they're using the structure they're implementing for implementing flu vaccines in all the school kids. They're going to use that as the structure, the infrastructure to then roll out the coronavirus vaccine. So the flu vaccine is just a structural setup for implementing very efficiently the coronavirus vaccine.
And, you know, when you talk about what is happening, I think the most insidious part of this is, you know, they're coming for our freedom. They're coming for our dignity. B.F. Skinner understood that. And they're focusing, as you see in your community, and as we saw a year ago, it was not just in New York, but it's also in California and other places, focusing on children, saying you have to have the vaccine in order to come in. Now it has to be a test. Talk about what happened when your son was at school in terms of a temperature test.
Well, on the first day they came back for the temperature tests, one of the vice principals innocently walked up to my son and he said, "Are you ready to get shot?" And then he holds a gun-looking temperature device, temperature checker, against my son's head. And I said, "No, absolutely not. We are not preparing our children to get shot here."
Yep. And of course, ultimately, it really doesn't matter in the long term whether they shoot you in terms of an untested, very radically different approach to a vaccine, or whether they shoot you with a gun. Ultimately, if they have that authority that they can do that to you at any time, they can shoot you with a gun at some point in the future. We have allowed them to reduce us to subhumans is really what we're talking about here, taking away our humanity, which is where we began.
The Nazis came up with the definition of people unworthy of life, lives unworthy of life.
And yeah, people non-essential.
Right, non-essential, that's exactly right. People, that's exactly Nazi terminology. Essential and non-essential is a Nazi definition, but it's really public health definition. Who they've determined to be essential, they're allowed to live, they're allowed to make a living, and everyone else is who is unhealthy and not what they consider the prime contributors to society are therefore able to be disposable. Every Jew that came into a concentration camp was met by a doctor who graded them as to their essential and non-essential status. That's what's happening right now on a massive scale in the United States of America, where you have these essential, non-essential definitions, and they must be rejected in every way immediately.
Yeah, that's right. What we've seen is the ethics of genocide, the ethics of eugenics, as well as euthanasia, as well as abortion, and they are pushing this out to everybody, ironically, in the name of health, because that's always the way they do it. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you want to find out more about their fight for resistance there, saveourfreedoms.org. Thank you, Rabbi Yitzchak David Smith. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay, my fellow patriots, we are 2 days away from the election, and the big talking point by the young turds and all the communists, all the socialists and AOC's people and the Democratic Party and Media Matters and George Soros is that we want violence and that we offensively want to go out and kill them or attack them. That's the last thing I ever want that would turn these dirty anti-American, anti-God, anti-family, anti-cop, anti-constitution, anti-Bill of Rights, anti-common sense people into martyrs. No offensive violence. No killing or shooting anybody that isn't trying to kill or shooting you. I have no desire for this. We have been talking about the Democrats calling for civil war, calling for overrunning the White House, calling for killing Trump, calling for killing cops. It's all over the news. You see the violent attacks. And we're simply saying that if they kill Trump or have a fraudulent election and throw him out of office and come after us, people have to be ready to defend themselves. Defense, not offense. Look out for false flags. It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening
and
to The David Knight
yes,
Show.
We are the sons of liberty.
That's right, folks. You're going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. And they may not shoot you with lead, but they may shoot you with a toxic vaccine and require that. But, you know, you may not require, may not be mandatory. You know, that's the kind of games they play. Remember the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda, what's her name? She got reelected even after she instituted lockdowns in a country where I think they'd had 24 people allegedly die of COVID. They locked down the entire country and did it again after they had a family of four that tested positive. Not sure if they had any symptoms or not, but they locked down the entire city. And she said, well, now we're going to do this differently. We're not going to let you quarantine in your home. We've got a quarantine facility for you and we're going to put you there. And after 2 weeks, we'll offer you a test. And if you refuse the test, you're not going to get out. You're going to have to accept the test and pass the test or you're not going to get out. And of course, these tests, we'll talk about that coming up. I want to play for you as a bookend to Rabbi Smith, what he was talking about happening there. Let's jump over to the other side of the country. We're talking to him, we showed you the people that were singled out and arrested because they were singing in public in the open air. And they had multiple people arrested in a small town in Idaho. It's Moscow, Idaho. Doug Wilson, who is the pastor of that organization, did a great video talking about the oppression that is being focused on erasing Western civilization and what it is based on. Our Christian values that are there are the Judeo-Christian, if you will, the understanding that we're created in the image of God. And all these moral foundations. Let's play video clip number 5. I want you to see his mostly peaceful video here. Video clip number 5. We got no sound. Okay, let's hold that there. There we got sound. Okay, he was lighting up a
welcome to No Quarter November. Thanks for coming back. You know, thoughtful criminals through the ages have known that one of the things you need to do after you're done with your crimes is destroy the evidence. Destroy the any
for those of you listening,
been there or that you had anything to do with it.
And, he lit his pickup truck bed on fire.
But I am, however,
pickup truck bed is on fire.
I'm afraid that in this beloved truck of mine, in this truck, I have committed many thought crimes. These thought crimes have been the sorts of things that have drawn the ire of people all over the world. The thing you want to do is make sure that your thought crimes are not thought crimes in the eyes of God, but rather simply in the eyes of man.
It is a raging fire, and it is it has exploded out the back window. And at this point, he gets out of the burning truck and gives us a couple more comments. Go back to Doug Wilson here. This is a great video. You got to see this.
So then, You don't want to be guilty of thought crimes as far as God is concerned. You want to be approved by God. But you do want to be guilty of thought crimes, the kind of thought crimes that Amazon and Facebook and Twitter and all our thought leaders, thought cattle prodders, thought regulators approve of.
I like this line.
You want a metaphor for Western culture right now? There you go. What you're going to get through No Quarter November, or as we're calling it now, Mostly Peaceful November, is the truth. Unvarnished truth, unpolished truth, unqualified truth, just putting it out there.
All right, that's epic. He says, you want a metaphor for what we're going through right now? It's that truck burning down in back of him right there. And that's the way they burn down society, folks. They make thought criminals out of people for talking about the very principles that we founded this country on. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the vaccines, and then we'll talk about the voting. Stay with us.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product. And it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you've absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, folks, everything has come on us very, very rapidly. We've seen the bankruptcy come towards the U.S. very, very rapidly. We've seen 100,000 businesses killed very rapidly in the associated jobs. We've seen massive deficit spending. We've seen the elimination of basic freedom and dignity. But there's one more aspect that's coming, and that's the vaccine. And as we look at this rolling out, I'll just give you some of the headlines here of people that are pushing back. Black Americans are very hesitant on the vaccine. Why do you think that would be? Is it maybe because they saw what happened at the Tuskegee experiments? Is it because that kind of put a puncture in their bloated anybody's bloated trust of the government and what the government would do to help them? We're from the government. We're here to help you with syphilis, you know. We're not guinea pigs, say Brazilians, and as they push back against a governor's mandatory vaccine push in Sao Paulo in Brazil. 22,000 U.S. nurses refuse flu vaccines at the expense of their career. I talked before with a nurse who had organized nurses against mandatory vaccines, and that was a while back. And it's a big problem for people who work in the medical profession. The CDC expects, and actually they're requiring, hospital systems to have 90% or higher flu shot reception. I mean, we're not even talking about the coronavirus vaccine. We're talking about the flu shots, ordinary flu shots that we've had year to year. So they want you to have 90% or higher flu shot reception rate with the staff, or you lose 2% of your Medicare, Medicaid funding. See, that's the way they do this. As I said before, you want to talk about, oh, it's just a guideline. Well, you know, that's just a guideline, but it has real financial consequences. In the same way, we talked about the timing of Governor Brad Little's rollout of lockdown, the Republican governor, in Idaho, the way he rolled that out, it was tied to a couple of emergency declarations and the cash that was tied to those. You know, I had one that happened in March and another middle of March and another one that happened 12 days later. It was March 13th and it was March 25th. Both of those had money attached. They were emergency declarations by the president and they had funding strings attached to those. And immediately the Republican governor declared a lockdown, even though they didn't have even any cases at the time. It's all about the money. And that's what they do to put out their guidelines and recommendations about flu shots to medical staff. CDC admits that the flu vaccines that they're making mandatory with the nurses are only 37% effective. I think that is highly overstated. They said due to rapid mutations. They don't even know when they start to manufacture this what strain of flu is going to be predominant. And then, of course, it changes very rapidly as well. So we've seen this song and dance from the CDC about flu vaccines over and over again. And now the death toll in South Korea has gone up again. It is now up to 83 people who have died after being given flu vaccines in South Korea. As I reported last week, the South Korean government has still not stopped it. But Singapore has. Singapore has looked at what is happening with the flu vaccines in South Korea and said, we're not going to do that. Nevertheless, the South Korean government is going right along as they've been doing before. When we look at what is happening, the pushback, we've talked about this Great Barrington Declaration. I think last time I saw this, it was 9,000 people had signed it. Thousands of doctors and epidemiologists and scientists, several more thousand of those. But one of the co-founders of this is speaking out, the Oxford epidemiologist professor Sunitra Gupta, talks about how she has been intimidated and shamed for this. She said, in her opinion, lockdown is a blunt, indiscriminate policy that forces the poorest and most vulnerable people to bear the brunt of this fight against coronavirus. As an infectious diseases epidemiologist, I believe there's a better way. That's why earlier this month, with two other international scientists, I co-authored a proposal for an alternative approach that shields those most at risk while enabling the rest of the population to resume their ordinary lives to some extent. In other words, kind of what we've done with every other disease or pandemic. And again, we all look at this. That's why when I was talking to the rabbi, you know, he says, people understand that this isn't real, and yet they're going along with it. And I see that here as well. And when I saw it back east, I think people here in Austin are more inclined to believe the narrative, the novel, than people were back east. Back east, everybody had the signs. The employees had to wear the masks. My wife would ask him, are you going to enforce this? And I'm like, well, don't really worry about that, you know. They knew. But what concerned me was to see that they're playing along with it. Because that's the type of thing that I saw in the Soviet Union, right? We all knew that that happened in the Soviet Union. They would say things like, they pretend to pay us and we pretend to work. There is no truth in Pravda, which is meant truth in Russian, and Izvestia, which meant news. I said, then there's no news in Izvestia. It's a kind of cynicism that's very un-American. We need to attack this straight on. We need to stand up. We need not to just to, have a leader who's going to throw out some insults to people occasionally, but to stand up and to lead on principle or to get out of the way, quite frankly. I think things are going to get a lot worse, a lot faster, regardless of what happens tomorrow, in my opinion. We'll see. Maybe if President Trump wins, he'll immediately fire Fauci. That's what he's holding that out as a carrot to all of us. We'll see if that happens or not. But she went on to say, I expected debate and disagreement about our ideas. But instead, what I got was vilification, hatred, hysteria. That's why I played that clip from Doug Wilson about being a thought criminal. You know, this is, I think, the most insidious thing that has happened during this last 4 years. And it happened 2 years ago. You know, you have people in the White House who are decrying Fauci, spewing some more of his lies and propaganda 3 days before the election.
Let me tell you, this stuff has been going on now for years. The major purge of InfoWars back in August, nothing done about that. You know, President Trump has stood up, and as a major group of Trump-supporting women were purged off of Facebook, he spoke out about that. Would have been good if he would have started at the very beginning to stand up for the principles of free speech, but he didn't. And so now this is where we are. And because he didn't stand up to Fauci 231 days ago, we now have the craziest election I've ever seen in my life. A trashy, garbage election. I mean, it literally is a dumpster fire. Literally. We've had somebody throw a, you know, light a fire in a mailbox, I think it was, a container. I've got that news here as part of the voting stuff. But literally burned up a bunch of ballots. I mean, this election is a dumpster fire election. Why did that happen? Well, because we had quote-unquote leaders like President Trump, like Greg Abbott, who played along with this pandemic game and put out the guidelines and the executive orders that are still in place. It's President Trump's emergency order, which is still in effect, that is allowing Republican and Democrat governors to keep these measures going long after the sunset clause on their own state constitutions and their state laws. It's because there's a federal emergency order, and there's a federal incentivization, financial incentives to keep this going as well. So when we come back, I'm going to take a quick look at this redacted vaccine order, part of Operation Warp Speed. Absolutely amazing. This thing is just one big black ink thing. What does that tell you? When it's being run by the military, when it's being run by the people at DARPA and the DOD, and they're going to deliver it, and everything is redacted. We'll show you that when we come back. Look at that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has been reporting on the dark, unpleasant truths of big government corruption for over two decades. It is why they attack us. And it is why we are now the most banned broadcast in the world. The Hunter Biden hard drive scandal is merely the tip of the iceberg. Evil has infested governments everywhere, but the evil establishment is censoring content across all media platforms. They blocked you from sharing banned.video on social media. So go to electionnight.news and share it like your lives depended on it. Go to electionnight.news to find the truth about COVID, vaccines, Bill Gates, and Big Pharma. Go to electionnight.news to find all the information the crooked establishment is most afraid of. Go to electionnight.news and share now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people, gorillas of the globalists, to operate how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people
their research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there. Remember, don't worry, be happy, everything's going to be all right. Over and over, you know, we're told, let the technocracy spy on you. Let big tech control what you do. They will never abuse their power. They will never hurt you. And just as soon as they got their global AI grid in, they used communist China as the beta test to sell the world on a dystopic martial law lockdown. When it all started 8-9 months ago, I told you, it's never going to end. They're never going to turn loose this power. They're going to make you have internal passports on your phones to leave your house, to have a job, to travel. They're going to add more and more restrictions on of how you get that travel pass. Remember The Running Man, Schwarzenegger movie in the mid-80s, written by Stephen King about a future police state? Watch that movie and then compare it to today. We are in the absolute brand, the absolute mold of a classic authoritarian dystopic nightmare. We've got to reject this now before it's cemented.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Infrastructure for a totalitarian control system set to be fully deployed later. That's the take of Dr. Joseph McCullough, and I agree 100% with that. I've been saying that for the last 231 days. And when we look at, let's take a look at Operation Warp Speed and what is coming out of the White House, But actually, it's coming from the real government that you don't get to vote for tomorrow. It's coming from DARPA and the CIA. And the Department of Defense, the military-industrial complex, the surveillance complex, the new surveillance capitalism, the Google and these other technocratic companies. As he points out, all the surveillance initiatives that were proposed after 9/11, things like total information awareness, which was originally a DARPA project, all of those are being rolled out under the guise of fighting COVID-19. It's almost entirely funded and operated by the CIA and the U.S. military. All of these vaccines will be deployed, folks. And make no mistake about it, there are no safe vaccines here. Anybody that's telling you that is either uninformed or lying to your face. There are no safe vaccines. There are no safe vaccines in the Operation Warp Speed program whatsoever. Why is that being developed? Well, I'll tell you why. It's shrouded in secrecy. When you look at the secrecy of this, guys, show this contract here for Moderna. This is just one of the contracts, an award and a contract for Moderna. And if you look at this, almost every part of this is redacted. Now, if you didn't know already that most of the people involved in this are military personnel, and if you didn't know the CIA and DARPA's involvement in this, just looking at this redacted document, this goes on for 50-some-odd pages, 53 pages. Almost all of it is completely redacted. The only thing that's not redacted are the headlines. You know, the quantity, the unit, price, when it's going to be delivered. All of that is redacted, except for the titles of it, the headings. But one thing that's not redacted, I think is on like page 19, I finally found something wasn't redacted. And in that, they talk about what the objective is. Base period, which is 9 months, in a 9-month period, they want large-scale manufacturing of 100 million vaccine doses. Oh, but don't worry, it's all tested, right? No. I pointed out many times, you look at the phase 3 testing of therapeutics versus the phase 3 testing of vaccines. Look at the FDA, look at the NIH, look at what they say about what they do. I'm not going to go into that again. But you don't test vaccines. Vaccines are never tested for efficacy. They're not supposed to talk about efficacy, even though Fauci does all the time. No. They They do some short-term testing to see if people get sick or die. And of course, when that happens, they say, well, it's not the vaccine, move on, which we've already seen that now with AstraZeneca. But they do some short-term testing, which they, by the way, they skip the animal testing. Why? Because you're the guinea pig. You and your family, your children, are the guinea pigs for the CIA, the Department of Defense, and DARPA. So they skip the animal testing. They do a little bit of testing, and then they're going to start vaccinating people, and then they will watch people for 2 years. That's how they come up with their so-called effectiveness, which is different from efficacy. They play these semantic games to confuse you, to lie to you. They're prevaricating around the bush, if you will. So they don't talk about efficacy with vaccines because they don't do any challenge testing. They don't inject somebody and then expose them to whatever it is that they're supposed to be protected from. They inject people and then they watch them for a couple of years. And again, that might be one of the reasons why in this AstraZeneca thing, the control group was allegedly given meningitis. That's what the meningitis vaccine. That's the way it was reported by Reuters. They said, well, he probably was given the placebo, a meningitis vaccine. Okay. Because we know that, you know, since safety is job number one, they would have stopped the trials if he had been given the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Oh, you know that? Do you? Or are you assuming that? But as a listener pointed out, perhaps the reason they use the meningitis vaccine is because, you know, they're going to be comparing side effects, long-term side effects and other things, the two different groups. If the meningitis also gives people some symptoms, they can say, see, it's no worse in the control group than it is in the placebo group. Anyway, 100 million vaccine doses for the first nine-month period, with overlapping options for a total of 20 months if all options are exercised. And the other options are another four options of another 100 million apiece. So they have an objective of producing as many as 500 million vaccine doses. Why'd they have to do that many? That's more than we have here in the United States. More than we have people. We've only got about 330 million people, but they're going to produce 500 million of these just for starters, just for Moderna. And so when we look at this, one of the comments that Joseph McCullough, Dr. McCullough points out, he says, this is shrouded in secrecy. I pointed out how many people in the FDA are concerned about the fact that there's only one individual in the FDA that's even allowed to see what's going on in Operation Warp Speed because, you know, it's all redacted documents like this. This is a military operation, folks. This is a CIA operation. You better understand that. You can look at this, can't you? Look at the fact that it's compartmentalized. Look at the fact that it's redacted. And then you can see some of the other connections here. Palantir, as I pointed out. Palantir has been given a contract to come up with vaccine allocation strategy. What is Palantir? Well, they're a company that was created by the CIA's venture capital firm to basically mine data and to do geospatial intelligence. Mapping where people are and mapping their political beliefs, their religious beliefs, and, you know, conveniently mapping whether or not they've been vaccinated and how many times and where they are. So Palantir is involved. We have Moncef Slaoui, as I reported before, talking about pharmacovigilance surveillance. That's right. They're going to be watching you for a couple of years. As McCullough points out, the connection of Moncef Slaoui and DARPA and others to another part of medicine that they really haven't talked of. We haven't talked about much and I haven't mentioned it much. When I look at these pharmaceutical conferences where you have the usual suspects, you have Moncef Slaoui, you have Francis Collins, frequently you have Fauci speaking. Lately, they've been talking a lot about bioelectronic medicine. The vaccine coordinator for Operation Warp Speed is Matt Hepburn, a former program manager for DARPA, where he oversaw the development of Profusa, an implantable biosensor that allows a person's physiology to be examined at a distance via smartphone connectivity. Profusa is also backed by Google. Slaoui is also invested in a company called Galvani Bioelectronics, co-founded by a Google subsidiary. Folks, when you look at the bioelectronics aspect of this, you look at the fact that we have two major human experimentations, the two biggest human experiments we've ever seen in the history of mankind. These Operation Warp Speed vaccines and 5G. And maybe the two of them are related. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's ultimate turmeric formula with 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. But you really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission. It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot, lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, you know, I said that I thought that Biden's best bumper sticker really ought to be, I'm with Xi. You know, spell it X-I. The Chinese dictator. The kind of parody, you know, Hillary Clinton's I'm with her. Except, you know, Biden is really with her and Xi. Her being Kamala this time. But, you know, who is really with Xi is Fauci. Fraud Xi. And as he has come out, here we are 231 days into this, and the White House says of what Fauci said in an interview that it is unacceptable that he's playing politics just 3 days before the election. Well, the reality is he's been playing politics with a virus for 231 days. They've only just now noticed. The senior member of the president's coronavirus task force, along with Mike Pence and others, locking us down, incentivizing the lockdown, keeping executive orders in place, and then passively, aggressively doing it, in a sense, trying to do it with plausible deniability. It's not us. It's those Democrat governors out there. We just gave them guidelines, recommendations, financial incentives, and executive orders. It's the Democrats. And there's many Republican governors as well. And it's the White House, leaving him in. Fauci says, the U.S. is in for a whole lot of hurt. Yeah, we are. Coming up this winter, this is our Dark Winter 2.0. We're in for a whole lot of hurt, he said. It's not a good situation. All the stars are aligned in the wrong place. That's right, they're all in Hollywood. As you go into the fall and winter season with people congregating at home indoors. Well, you can't have that. Go to your room, put on a mask. We don't even want you celebrating with your own family here during Halloween, right? Yeah, the Fauci who stole Christmas. You could not possibly be positioned more poorly, said Fauci. So the president criticized Fauci's advice in some of the campaign events that he's having. He's going everywhere. I mean, he's charged. Biden is still pretty much AWOL, but President Trump is everywhere. He accused Fauci of being a Democrat. Well, of course he's a Democrat. I mean, you just look at how long he's been there and look at the people that he hangs out with. Judd Deere, a White House spokesman, lambasted Fauci for his comments. He knows the risks today are dramatically lower than they were only a few months ago. See, the problem is that once you buy into a lie, as the White House did, you don't really, especially as a politician, politicians will never admit that they did the wrong thing. Never admit it. Instead, they'll give you another lie. I mean, just take a look at Wag the Dog, right? That movie is exactly the way they do it. If somebody else creates a false narrative with a lie, then you just create another false narrative with your lie to fight their lie. And so Judd Deere, a deer in the headlights, quite frankly, Fauci went on to criticize Dr. Scott Atlas, who is the only person, including Pence, to speak out against any of this stuff. And I'm glad he came in, but, you know, he's just one guy that's there at the White House. And Fauci criticized, I have a real problem with that guy talking about Atlas. He's a smart guy who's talking about things that I believe he doesn't have any real insight or knowledge or experience in. Really? You mean you who told us after being at the National Institutes of Health, infectious disease expert for 35 years, and you told us we didn't need masks, that they wouldn't work for this, and then when it became politically expedient to keep the lockdown in place, you told us that we needed them, and we had Republican governors like Abbott put it in place. Really, Fauci? You're the one who's all over the place. You're the one who in 2005, your organization knew about hydroxychloroquine. You pretended you didn't know anything about it. You pretend you don't know anything about the risks of this adenovirus, AD5 of AIDS. You had a lot of things that you don't seem to know anything about. You pushed that Imperial College of London lie, saying that 2.2 million people are going to die. This is based on a false assumption that every epidemiologist knows. When we talk about the curve, that's what they're talking about. The fact that this doesn't transmit to two or three people. Each sick person doesn't transmit it to two or three persons forever. Oh, that wasn't factored into it. It wasn't a curve. It was a straight line going up forever. So the fundamental assumption behind that failed model was a lie. And any grade school epidemiologist would know that Epidemiology 101, that's been in, far as law has been there since 1840. But then you implemented the model in a Fortran program, 15,000 lines of Fortran code that couldn't even get the same answer twice. And you want to talk about Scott Atlas? You political shill. Unbelievable. He's talking about things he doesn't have any real insider knowledge or experience in. He keeps talking about things. When you dissect them out and you pass it out, it doesn't make any sense. Your stuff doesn't make any sense. But of course, Dr. Atlas has been kind of whipped back. He had to apologize. I recently did an interview with RT. Listen to the way that CNN put it out there. Of course, this article was featured on Drudge Report. Dr. Scott Atlas apologizes for an interview with Russia Propaganda Network. It was RT. Look, RT will tell you the truth about America. They'll lie about Russia. The same way that CNN will lie, well, I should say CNN lies about everything. They lie about America and Russia. CNN is a propaganda network. CNN is a propaganda network for the Democrats. They're a propaganda network for Soros. And they call RT propaganda. RT is a lot more accurate than CNN is. And so it's sad to see that Scott Atlas apologized for doing an interview with him. Why should he have to apologize for free speech and a free press? See, this is where we are. You have to apologize. Sorry, I didn't realize that I wasn't supposed to give any interviews with anybody that wasn't an established media figure. This is how we got into this situation. This is how they were able to roll out this propaganda at in a blitzkrieg way, right? It's an information war. And what we have seen enacted at the beginning of this lockdown was essentially a blitzkrieg. They used their monopoly to roll out this novel, this narrative of lies, and to do it around the globe very rapidly. And one of the ways that that happened was by saying, well, we can't have interviews with certain organizations. And so now Atlas has fallen into that. But I want to play for you a clip. Let's get video clip number 9. We still have time for that before we go to the break. This is, and I've got two parts of this. I'll play the first part here and the second part coming up. But this is an organization of a lot of federal employees strategizing about how they can do a coup against President Trump if he wins the election. Talking about how they can use their power within the bureaucracy to sabotage what elected politicians are doing. Let's play the first part of this, video clip number 9.
Let's talk about what actions and decisions are in your immediate sphere of influence as somebody who works in the government.
I'm a management and programs analyst.
I work in the national security community.
I spent 3.5 years as a contractor at DHS HQ.
If you read the mainstream press, like, they all have Signal accounts. Text them, leak everything you can. The journalists I've dealt with have been super ethical in ways to shield me to be the source of the leaks.
Groups on the outside being able to show solidarity with federal workers.
Making sure that we're naming what is happening as a coup.
Totally agreed in the shutdown DC conversations that I've been having, and that's not on the federal side. We also are often saying, like, call it a coup. It's a coup. Don't let anyone tell you it's not.
All right. So they can call President Trump's election a coup. And yet what they're talking about is an outright coup against the election. We're going to talk about this dumpster fire election. We're going to talk about how these people believe that they are the real government. And quite frankly, they are. They can overthrow Democrats as well as Republicans. And this is the key thing that needs to be reformed. We're going to talk about how they brag about how they're going to shut down whatever happens with the election within the bureaucracy. We'll be right back.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's ultimate turmeric formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's ultimate turmeric formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshippers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I got a lot of election news to cover here, so I'm going to get to this news right away. Before I do, however, I want to tell you about the sale, the Black Friday and October sale that we still have. We've extended it at InfoWarsStore.com up to 60% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. Some of the items that we have now back in stock are Bodies and BioTrue Selenium. Both of those 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula, 50% off. Kava Chill, our Kava Root relaxation formula, that is 50% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. We have ExtendaWise, 60% off. We have our new nascent iodine surface spray, 50% off, plus free shipping. You'll find many products 50 to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as we're looking at this election, let's play, first of all, as we look at the campaigns, President Trump is crisscrossing the nation, going in one battleground state after the other. An amazing display of stamina especially since he was allegedly sick enough that he had to be in the hospital. I don't know how sick he was, but he certainly is doing fine now going across country. But this is what Joe Biden was doing as he was campaigning with Barack Obama. Let's play video clip number three.
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care.
Bad health care.
We're not only going to restore Obamacare, we're going to build on. We're going to keep your private insurance if you like it. And you can choose a Medicare-like public option if you don't.
Mm. Okay, so he thinks it's a right to have bad care. you know, this is really what should be talked about, not whether or not he is mentally capable of fulfilling the office, which clearly he isn't. But we ought to talk about the fact that there is no such thing as a right to health care. We need to fix the health care system. There are some real problems with it. And we need to help people who are not being well served by the, you know, excluding people who have serious expensive conditions. And some of that was in the original plan when President Trump ran 4 years ago. We need to fix the healthcare system and make it more like a supply and demand, like a real free market system. It's not anything at all like that right now. And we need to put some backstops into it for people who have catastrophic situations. But it's not a right. You don't have a right. This whole idea of positive, negative rights, I don't want to get into that right now. Let's play video clip number four. This is also kind of interesting what Biden had to say. Listen to this. Video clip four.
Folks, we got a lot of work to do. I don't even need you to get me elected. I need you once I'm elected.
Doesn't need them to get elected. What do we read into that? Well, maybe it's all this extended voting and all the other things that are going on with that. When you look at what's happening in Harris County, where Houston is, this drive-in voting was challenged by the Republican Party. Initially, they were able to get a court to agree with them, but now the Texas Supreme Court has rejected the effort to throw out these ballots that they harvested through this suspect procedure. And again, why is this procedure happening in the first place? Republicans need to take a look at the orders from Governor Abbott, who has locked down the state. If we had regular in-person voting, none of this kind of nonsense would have been allowed. And yet, that is what has done it. It's not the economy, stupid, this time around, although it really is. The economy has been shot in the head by the lockdown orders. The voting has been shot in the head with these lockdown orders. It all goes back to the lockdown this time. If they lose, they can blame themselves for the lockdown, for keeping that lie going, for starting it in the first place and keeping that lie going. Texas early voting has just surpassed all the votes cast 4 years ago. Think about that. That's just the early voting. So, yeah, you know, Biden doesn't need you to vote for him. He doesn't need you to get elected. He's got a tactic for that. The Atlantic magazine writer there is telling people to destroy Trump ballots. Maybe that's what this person in California was doing. Although I would assume in California there are Biden ballots in Baldwin Park, California. Firefighters say that somebody intentionally chucked a burning newspaper into a ballot drop box, a designated metal box in front of the public library. Initially, they thought that 60 to 100 ballots had been destroyed, but now the figure is over 200. And so a lot of people are reaching out. They want a replacement ballot. How do they know that their ballot was the one that was destroyed? Well, they don't know. But, you know, vote early, vote often. That's the slogan for 2020 as we look at this. And to give you an idea of where we are, again, you know, Biden says he doesn't need your vote to get elected. He needs you to vote for him, I guess, after he's elected. Well, the federal employees, the bureaucrats who are holding this Zoom meeting, that I played just a little bit of that for you, they've got a plan to do exactly that. They were saying, this is a coup, and we have to understand this. And what they are talking about is a coup, but it gives you an insight and how these people have operated for the last several years. Let's go back and play video clip number 10. This is a Zoom meeting of federal employees who are talking about how they can overrule our elected officials. And, of course, this has been going on for quite some time. We've had, and I've pointed this out, not only have Congress and the presidency, traditionally both parties for several decades now, they've handed over power to the Supreme Court, obviously, to have the final say on everything. But just as Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. They're going to create a program, and then they'll hand it over to an agency. Sometimes it's a new agency. Sometimes it's an existing agency.
and they will let them flesh it out with all the details. So they've abdicated their power. But these people, the bureaucrats, are not happy enough with that. They're talking about how they can take more power, how they can slow walk things, how they can shut them down. Listen to this, video clip number 10.
Totally agreed in the Shutdown BC conversations that I've been having, and that's not on the federal side. We also are often saying, like, call it a coup. It's a coup. Don't let anyone tell you it's not.
President Harry S. Truman famously said, I thought I was the president, but when it comes to these bureaucrats, I can't do a damn thing. So the bottom line with this is that we all, as ordinary people, and as federal workers, have power. If masses of people engage in non-cooperation, no ruler can stay in power. Bureaucracy is a really powerful pillar. And, you know, federal workers have unparalleled familiarity with the bureaucratic process. They know how to speed things up. They know how to slow them down. They have access to critical information about policies that are being considered and implemented. They can participate in internal decision making. They can provide or deny knowledge and expertise that those at the top of the bureaucratic totem pole need. It ultimately comes down to individual decisions and personal choice. Deciding what to do or what not to do is a very personal decision. It's based on context. It's based on your rank, on your tolerance for risk, on your preparation, and frankly, where you sit in the federal bureaucracy. And we're talking about the range of different tactics. We talk about acts of commission and acts of omission. And another act of commission, albeit highly, risky, and there are a number of great downsides, is leaking. So leaking information about pending or actual policies with journalists, with activists, influential people on the outside. So another act of commission is creating parallel structures or self-organizing units. So organizing in the office place, in the workplace.
As an attorney in the federal government, I am finding the chat suggestions very interesting, and I just do want to remind people that we lose our status as federal employees if we strike.
And there's been a little conversation going on here, for example, about Black Lives Matter.
Not if they conspire with
the
coup.
And how that is an example of a nonpartisan political statement. I guess that's been previously litigated. But whether or not you do a misdemeanor or an infraction on federal property or on public property really doesn't affect most of the jobs that you would be considered for. Just as a sideline note.
Let's hold it right there because we're about out of time. Look, I want to comment on that. One of the things that was characteristic of the Byzantine Empire, why it collapsed, was the out-of-control bureaucracy. These are people who are saying, well, you know, if we organize for a strike, we could, as a lawyer, I got to advise you we could lose our jobs. But I guess that's about the only thing they could lose their jobs for, right? Openly strategizing about a coup against our election and our elected officials, that's not grounds for dismissal. When you look at the mess that we have now in Washington, that's why I say we have to focus from the bottom up, rebuilding our communities, protecting our children, building our families, because you're not going to find any hope out of that hopeless quagmire, that swamp. Yeah, the swamp brags about how they've drained the power out of every president from Truman on, and that's exactly what they're talking about. We have people openly strategizing. What you just saw there, openly strategizing about how they can overthrow our elected government. And at the same time, we have the CIA, the military industrial complex, DARPA, creating a secret, redacted, compartmentalized vaccine program. They do talk about how they're going to push it on us. It's not going to be pull. It's going to be by a push, and how they got it for each and every one of us. This is very serious, folks. We'll take a look at what's going to happen with the election tomorrow night. It's really going to be a fight, but the real fight is right what you saw there.
Okay, my fellow patriots, you're 2 days away from the election, and the big talking point by the young turds and all the communists and all the socialists and AOC's people and the Democratic Party and Media Matters and George Soros is that we want violence and that we offensively want to go out and kill them or attack them. That's the last thing I ever want that would turn these dirty anti-American
anti-God, anti-family, anti-cop, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights, anti-common sense people into martyrs. No offensive violence. No killing or shooting anybody that isn't trying to kill or shooting you. I have no desire for this. We have been talking about the Democrats calling for civil war, calling for overrunning the White House, calling for killing Trump, calling for killing cops. It's all over the news. You see the violent attacks. And we're simply saying that if they kill Trump or have a fraudulent election and throw him out of office and come after us, people have to be ready to defend themselves. Defense, not offense. Look out for false flags. The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize that the globalists operate, how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.